Revolutionary greetings, this is Comrade Pitt. Name is Peter Kamal Mukuria, currently here at Red Onion Resort. I'm calling in pertaining a commentary about the disappointing decision in the grand jury hearing about the Breonna Taylor's case. So after months of protesting and waiting for a resolution on the Breonna Taylor's case, and grand jury decided to indict former officer Brett Hankinson with 3 counts of wanton endangerment. These charges stem from the shots which hit an adjacent apartment wall and not at all linked to the murder of Breonna Taylor. These charges are Class D felony, which carries a sentence ranging from 1 year to 5 years in prison. But given that the person charged are former police officers, these charges would most likely end up being dropped or settled through the court's diversion program. In essence, this is yet another slap in the face and a reminder that black lives do not matter in this country. It may be mind-boggling to most people how the grand jury reached a conclusion on indictments which unrelated to Breonna Taylor's death. Though the decision is ultimately determined by the grand jury, that decision is based on the evidence presented by the leading prosecutor. If a prosecutor wanted to bring charges against your friendly neighbor's dog for barking, they can provide the evidence which will lead to the outcome they want. In essence, if a prosecutor, which in this case, Kentucky's Attorney General Daniel Cameron, swayed the grand jury to indict on 3 counts of wanton endangerment not linked to the death of Breonna Taylor, had he presented the grand jury with evidence explicitly linked to the murder of Breonna Taylor, the indictments he would have ended up with would have explicitly been related to the murder of Breonna Taylor. There was more than enough probable cause to bring murder charges on all 3 officers who murdered Breonna, yet the grand jury, guided by the leading prosecutor, never considered such indictments, but did consider the innocent wall which was hit by stray bullets. This is precisely how the justice system was designed to function for African Americans. See, police murders, abuses, and terrorization, no matter how gratuitous they are, they're often met with legal indifference and virtually bereft of any consequences. I'm confident that the grand jury's decision did not come as a surprise to many, certainly not I. The sheer fact that the legal order, which not only countenanced but sustained slavery, segregation, and discrimination for most of American history, and the fact that the police were bound to uphold that order, establish a pattern for police behavior and attitudes towards minority communities, which has persisted until this present day. See, Breonna Taylor's case was reminiscent of Fred Hampton's case, which he was murdered in his own home as he slept during a police raid, and none of the involved killers were held criminally liable. This decision, or lack thereof, to not hold anyone accountable for the murder of Breonna Taylor is at the heart of what ignited the Black Lives Matter movement. And as difficult and as dark as this moment in time may be, as much as it may seem that justice is unattainable, we must continue to push forward in this fight for justice and equality until it is won. Even though Breonna is no longer with us, she will always be a part of our stories, because a lot of people are Breonna Taylor's story. And with that, thank you for the time to listen to my commentary, and I look forward to sharing more of my thoughts.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.